This is the Aviat Merli of the 14th of April, 2024. Original date, the 15th of March, 1999. In order to reach your Karmatit stage, increase your controlling power and become a ruler of yourself. Today, Bapdada was seeing everywhere all his royal, especially loved, that is, Raj Dulare children, the children who are loved by God. Very few children receive God's affection and love. Very few children become worthy of receiving such a fortune. On seeing such fortunate children, Bapdada is very pleased. To be a royal child, that is a crown prince, means to be a king child. Do you consider yourself to be kings? Your very name is Rajyogi. To be a Rajyogi means to be a child who is like a king. You are kings at present, and kings in the future too. Do you experience your double royal status? Each of you should examine yourself to see whether you are a king. Are you able to rule yourself? Are all your servants working in your kingdom according to your orders? You know what the speciality of a king is, do you not? Ask yourself whether you have both ruling power and controlling power. Are all your servants in your kingdom under your control? Today, Bapdada was examining the children's controlling power and ruling power. What did he see? All of you know this anyway. Bapdada saw that as yet not everyone has a constant, undisrupted kingdom. It should be constant, and yet it is disrupted every now and again. Why? Instead of constantly ruling yourself, you try to rule others. This also disturbs your kingdom. When your physical senses become dependent on external things, it indicates that you are trying to rule others. It means that you are being influenced by the kingdom of Maya. You become dependent on others. At present, the minority is okay, but the majority is influenced by the current special influence of Maya, with the result that the sanskars from the Copper Age up to the end of the Iron Age emerge and interfere with your original and eternal sanskars. Your own sanskars disturb your kingdom. It is particularly the sanskars of having wasteful thoughts, of wasting time, and in having wasteful interaction, either in listening to others or in relating things to others. Firstly, it is your sanskars of waste. And secondly, it is your sanskars of carelessness that disturb your kingdom in many different royal ways. Even though the final time is now coming close, many children still say that some sanskars are now emerging that had never emerged in the beginning. Sanskars are emerging even now into the atmosphere. What is the reason for this? This is the way Maya attacks you, makes you feel disheartened on this godly path, and makes you belong to her. Because you are even now still moving along in that way, you wonder whether you will attain the success of becoming equal. in one aspect or another, particularly in an aspect where you are weak, Maya will try to dishearten you. In this way, Maya attacks your sanskars. Even though you may be moving along very well, Maya will adopt a form to make one or another of your old sanskars emerge in order to try and dishearten you. All of your old sanskars have to be destroyed by the end. Therefore, any sanskars that still remain may sometimes still emerge. However, Bapdada is signalling all of you fortunate children not to be afraid, but to understand the ways of Maya. Pay special attention to both laziness and wastage. Negativity is also included in this. Pay attention to both of these things. Understand that this is the way in which Maya attacks you at the present time. Keep the experience of the Father's company and the combined form emerged in you. Do not think that the Father belongs to you anyway and that he is with you. When you keep the practical experience of his company emerged, this attack of Maya will not be an attack, but it will instead be the defeat of Maya. It will be the defeat of Maya, not an attack by her. Never become afraid and wonder what is happening or why something is happening. Simply maintain your courage and stay aware of having the company of the Father. Check whether you still have the company of the Father or whether your experience of that company has become merged. You have the knowledge that the Father is with you. However, together with this knowledge, you also know the Father's power. He is the almighty authority, the one with all powers. Therefore, experience the power of all the powers to be emerged in you. This is what is meant by experiencing the Father's company. Do not become careless and start to think, "Who else do I have except the Father? The Father is always there." If he is there, then is the power also there with you? You tell the people of the world that if God were omnipresent, then his virtues would be seen and experienced. So Bapdada is also asking you that if the Father is with you and combined with you, do you experience power in everything you do? Do others also experience this power? What do you think? What do the double foreigners think? Do you have this power? Do you have it constantly? Everyone is answering yes to the first question. Yes. However, when you are asked the second question as to whether it is constant, you begin to think about it. So it is not constant or unbroken, is it? What challenge do you issue? Are you creating a constant kingdom or a disrupted kingdom? What are you doing? It is a constant kingdom, is it not? Teachers, speak. Is it constant? Therefore, check whether your own kingdom is constant. Do you want to claim a good kingdom? A reward for all time? Or doesn't it matter if your kingdom is disrupted every now and then? Do you want it in this way? Is it that you want the attainment for all time and yet in terms of effort, it doesn't matter whether it is only sometimes. What words were the foreigners asked to remove from the dictionary of their lives? Do you remember? Sometimes and something. Do you still use the word sometimes, or is it finishing? Speak, Janti. Speak. You can give the result, can you not? Has sometimes finished? Those who think that the word sometimes has finished for all time, raise your hands. Has it finished, or is it now finishing? Raise your hands high. Although not all of your hands were visible on the TV here, they all appeared on the TV in the subtle region, because this TV is Iron Aged, whereas that TV is the magical TV of the subtle region, where everyone's hands are therefore visible. Very good. Many of you raised your hands. Congratulations for all time to all of you who raised your hands. Acha. Now, people of Bharat, raise your hands. Only those who have done this in a practical way should do so. Don't raise your hands just like that. Those who are able to rule themselves for all time and who are keeping all their physical senses in law and order, raise your hands. Raise your hands firmly, not weakly. Constantly remember that you have raised your hands in the gathering. You also tell Babdaba very sweet things. You say, Baba, you know everything. You know that sometimes Maya does come. Therefore, maintain the honour of your hand that you raised. At least you have remained courageous. Therefore, never lose your courage. When you stay courageous, you definitely receive Babdada's help. Today, Babdada saw that according to the present time, in terms of staying in control of yourselves and your physical senses, that is, in terms of having controlling power yourselves, you need this power a great deal. On hearing the heart-to-heart conversations of you children, of how you are not able to have 4 hours powerful remembrance, Babdada smiled. Babdada changed 8 hours to 4 hours. And you children are now saying that 2 hours is fine. So is this your controlling power? If you don't practice this from now, how are you going to pass with honours? Each of you has to become a ruler of yourself. Children, you are laughing because Baba heard all of your conversations today. You make Baba laugh because you say that you are unable to have 3 minutes traffic control. Instead, it just becomes the control of your bodies. You are able to stand still. However, sometimes you are able to control your mind, but not at other times. Why? You have to increase your controlling power. Just as when you order your hand to go up, it rises, so order your mind. If your arm is not cracked, you are able to raise it. In the same way, the subtle power of your mind should be under your control. You have to bring it under control. As soon as you order it to stop, let it stop. As soon as you tell it to think about service, it should become busy thinking of service. When you tell it to go to Param Dham, it should go to Param Dham. tell it to go to the subtle region, and it should go there within a second. Whatever you tell it to think about, it should be able to do that. Now increase this power. Do not waste your time in small sanskars and in battling, and say that you chased away this sanskar today and that you chased away another sanskar yesterday. Once you have controlling power, you will not have to spend different periods of time for different sanskars. When you tell your mind, do not think, do not do anything, do not speak, as soon as you tell it to stop, it should stop. This is the way you can reach your Karmateet stage. You do want to become Karmateet, do you not? Bapdada also says that you have to become this. No one else will come here to become this. It is you who have to become this. Baba will take you back with him, but only those of you who are Karmateet. You will go back with the Father, will you not? Or will you follow later? The response came, we will go with you. You spoke very well when you said you will return with the Father. However, you didn't say Haji when you were asked whether you will settle your accounts. You will return home after having become Karmateet, will you not? To return with the Father means to return as his companion. A couple has to be a good match. Or should one be tall and the other one short? They have to be equal. Similarly, you have to become Karmateet. What will you do now? Now look after your kingdom very well. Hold a court every day. You are the ruler of your kingdom, are you not? So hold your own court and ask your servants how they are. Check whether everything is in order. Father Brahma also held court every day. You have a copy of it in the diary. Show it to them. Father Brahma also made effort. It was only because he held his own court every day that he became Karmateet. So how much time do you need now? Or are you ever ready? By having this stage, service will take place quickly. Why? Because your thoughts, your words, and the interactions through your faces and activity will all be powerful at the same time. Doing all three types of service at the same time will quickly bring a good result. Do not think that because you have to do this sadhana, spiritual endeavour, there will be very little service done. No, you will easily gain success in the service you do. If all of you instruments for doing service have such a stage collectively, then it will take less effort and you will achieve greater success. So pay special attention to controlling power. You should be able to control your thoughts, your time, and your sanskars. Bapdada has told you many times that you are kings. You should keep your minds and intellects in law and order when you want, as you want, wherever you want, and for however long you want. If you tell your mind not to do something, and yet your mind still do that, if it still happens, then that is not law and order. So you rulers of yourselves, make your kingdom practical. You want to make them practical, do you not? You are making them practical, but Bapdada has already told you to add the word constantly. Bapdada will come one more time, the last time this season. There is just one more turn remaining. Baba will ask for your result in this last turn. You have 15 days. So will you show some result in the 15 days or not? Teachers, speak. Will you hand in this result in 15 days? Acha, will those from Madhaban show this result in 15 days? Say yes or no now. Raise your hands now. Uphold the honour of the hands that you raised. Acha. Those who feel that you will try, those who will try, raise your hands. Those from Gyan Sarovar, those from Shantivan, stand up. Bapdada called all of the main instruments of Madhaban, Gyan Sarovar and Shantivan to come in front of him. Bapdada has called all of you so that everyone can have a vision of all of you. Everyone is happy to see all of you. Acha. To the audience, Bapdada will now tell you what he wants. There are the four pilgrimage places, Pandav Bhavan, Shantivan, Gyan Sarovar and the hospital. The fifth one is small. Bapdada has hope for all four. In 3 months' time, Bapdada wants to see the result of you kings being constant, undisturbed, obstacle-free, and unshakable rulers of yourselves. In 3 months' time, there should be nothing of any other situation heard from anywhere. All of you are to become number one rulers of yourselves. Can you give this result in 3 months? He was asking Brother Niwar. You represent the Pandavs, is this possible? Daddy is there anyway, but all of you sitting in front are also included. Is this possible? Daddy then says that yes, it is possible. Those from Pandav Bhavan sitting here, raise your hands if you think it is possible. Acha. If someone is weak, or if something happens to someone, what would you do? Who has the courage to believe that you can hand in this result while still giving company to your companions? Do you have this courage? Is it possible? Or do you just have courage for yourself? Are you able to accommodate the things of others? Are you able to accommodate the mistakes of others? Do not spread anything into the atmosphere, but accommodate it. Are you able to do this much? Say Haji loudly. Congratulations. Baba will see your report in 3 months' time. Let there be no bad reports or complaints. Give these vibrations to one another. Give vibrations full of love. Let there be no more quarrelling. Similarly, will you double foreigners give the result in the same way? All of you have to become this, do you not? All of you double foreigners who believe that you can hand in this result in 3 months' time by yourselves and make your companions do the same, raise your hands. If any of you here thinks that you will try, but that you are not able to commit yourself at this moment, raise your hand. You have a clean heart, and those who have clean hearts receive help. Then Bapdada made everyone from all the zones raise their hands and stand up in their places. First brothers and sisters from Maharashtra, then Delhi, then Karnataka, were made to stand up and make a promise. Then congratulations were given to those on service from UP. Acha. To all the souls everywhere who are the rulers of yourselves, to the souls who remain constantly worthy of a constant kingdom, to those who reach their Karmateet stage like the Father, to the intense effort-maker souls who follow the Father, to the children who are well-wishers for others and who constantly give their cooperation of good wishes and pure feelings, Bapdada's love, remembrance and namaste. Blessing. May you consider souls who create obstacles to be your teachers and learn lessons from them, and thereby become an embodiment of experience. Do not see souls who become instruments for creating obstacles as souls who create obstacles, but consider such souls to be instrument souls who teach you lessons that enable you to move forward. Consider them to be your teachers who make you experienced. Since you say that those who defame you are your friends, then those who enable you to go over obstacles and make you experienced are your teachers. Therefore, instead of looking at souls who create obstacles with that vision, constantly consider them to be the instruments who enable you to go over obstacles and instruments to make you unshakable. Your authority of experience will continue to increase in this way. Slogan: finish the file of complaints and become fine and refined. Om Shanti.